Good morning and welcome back to the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. I'm your host, Shannon Gray, and today I've got our weekly look at sorghum. We're doing that this week with National Sorghum Producers Executive Vice President John Duff. John's been on the show numerous times, and John, we're just happy to have you back this week.
Well, I'm always happy to be on, Shannon. Thanks for having us and giving us a little spot to talk sorghum every week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think sorghum is something that a lot of folks maybe have never heard of if they aren't in the ag industry, right? But it is such a vital, important part of our economy as a whole for this nation. And I think last week really summed that up. We had one of the biggest purchases ever of U.S. grown sorghum from China. Tell us a little bit about that transaction and how that kind of came about.
Yep, absolutely. So last week we had 32 million bushels purchased by China. Now those are commitments to purchase and take delivery at some point in the future. So certainly the caveat is always there that sometimes you'll see cancellations, and but as far as commitments and as far as what they said they're going to buy, it was 32 million bushels. That was split roughly half and half between new crop and old crop. So they'll take delivery of some of those before the end of this marketing year, and really the next month. And then they'll take delivery of some after the marketing year rolls over the first day of September. So big week was actually the biggest in history. We've never seen purchases that big. Previous largest week was 23 million bushels. So we were a good 40% above our previous record when it comes to purchases. So it was a really exciting week last week to watch that unfold and listen to the reaction in the country from farmers and others with a lot of optimism for the future.
Wow. Yeah. You know, and the first thing that comes to mind to me is, asking, well, why now, right? Like, why are they buying so much grain sorghum? The first thing that comes to mind for me is that they are just making these large buys to try to appease us with this phase one trade agreement that we have. Would that be an accurate line of thought?
So there certainly is some of that. The trade one deal has been good overall for U.S. agriculture so far, and very good for the U.S. sorghum industry. I'd say there's a lot of demand there created under that phase one deal that has really backstopped a lot of those purchases. But bigger than that, and probably more importantly, over the long term is they just have a fundamental, very, very large, almost insatiable, it seems, demand for feed grains. And U.S. sorghum in particular, and increasingly more U.S. corn and then other grains as well, are just the best way to meet that need. And so I think we're seeing, really most importantly, a manifestation of that deep, deep demand from China in these purchases.
You know, and I think that's really interesting, their demand for feed grains. You know, traditionally we talk a lot about ducks. They feed sorghum to ducks over there in China. But the other big livestock market over there really is pigs, and they were hit so hard with African swine fever. Most analysts were projecting that that demand would drop staggeringly, but that really hasn't fazed them at all with the purchases.
No, I think it was one that, as with everything, that economy is radically changing, and you have so many people moving into the middle class that they have a different standard when it comes to diet, and in a lot of ways, there's just no going back. And early on in that epidemic, and it's interesting that it seems like we have one epidemic after another these days, but during that epidemic, they were just bulldozing and burning sheds that they had hogs in, and they were building facilities for chicken right on top of them,
Wow.
and they were going to be back up in 90 days, and they would keep rolling. And at the end of the day, China just needs the protein, and so they're going to do everything they can. Being a centrally controlled economy, they've got the ability to do things like that and just get back up really quickly in response to some of those things. And so they did, and I think you're seeing a manifestation kind of that. And the country just keeps rolling and feeding their people a good middle class diet.
All right, yeah. And I know I've spoken with several folks related to sorghum. Sorghum seems to be like the one bright spot in terms of crops during COVID, during all this crazy weather we're having in 2020, especially when it comes to price. How is that playing a factor into this trade deal with China right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So price, you can't have 32 million bushels of purchases and not have upward movement in price, right? So we've had gains in the country of 30, 40, 50 cents in basis. And then on the Gulf, we've seen a basis of $1.80 positive over the December futures. So you've seen really, really high basis numbers. Farmers should take advantage of that. And if they have the ability to lock any of that, to contract, to sell bushels forward, that they know they're going to deliver, we would strongly encourage them to do that. It's not that there's any downside risk necessarily, but as always, when you get a profitable price, it's usually prudent to take it. China's demand is deep. As I said, it just seems insatiable at times, but certainly need to be mindful of that price point there. And so we need to make sure we're producing for that demand so you don't get out of whack on price. So if farmers have the ability to contract to lock it up to make sure they deliver those bushels and even make plans for next year along those lines, strongly encourage them to.
Yeah, you know, it's such a fine line, like you said. Like, how do you balance that premium price? I mean, they want it. They're buying it anyway. You know, where's the threshold on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the threshold is close is the answer. You know, if the price gets too high, then certainly there are other options. But as all U.S. farmers know all too well, the cure for high prices is high prices. And we have to be mindful of that, and we have to know that those high prices are a signal to grow more sorghum. And so we're going to be doing everything we can next year to give growers the tools, the resources that they need to go plant sorghum. If the prices hold the way they do, and again, with China's demand, I think there's good reason to believe that we will see a strength in prices continue over the next several months. We're going to need more sorghum, a lot more. And so we're committed to doing everything we can to help growers do that and be successful doing it.
All right. Yeah, I always love to hear that, you know, despite those rising tensions between the U.S. and China, realistically, our trade with them is still good. They still want to do business with us in that way. And that's always a plus for our farmers here locally. So, John, we just really appreciate your time. And thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Thanks for having us on, as always, Shannon.
Again, that is John Duff, Executive Vice President for the National Sorghum Producers. That is going to wrap up our Thursday edition of the KGNC Agribusiness News Hour. Please go out there and make it a great one. I am your Ag Director, Shannon Gray.